From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What's up, RTT fam? Check out this bonus clip.
One of the hardest things about having alopecia for me has been when I have to shave my head because my hair is falling out at a rapid pace. It just brings on such sadness because it is a daily internal battle.
Even if we look normal because we have a wig on like I do right now, or we've covered it up or we're hiding it, the impact that it has on your self-image. You feel like you're losing a piece of yourself, and it can just have a massive impact on your mental health.
Living with alopecia feels like constantly being under the weight of grief.
The hardest part of having alopecia was hiding the condition because I wasn't ready enough, or I didn't at the time have the courage enough to come out and show myself without hair.
You're constantly grieving your former self. I grappled with depression and anxiety for many years.
I think after such a drastic appearance change, it's very easy to have low self-esteem and low confidence. Your world flips upside down and you lose a piece of yourself that you kind of never almost get back.
The hardest part about having alopecia is feeling alone. Most of the times, I can guarantee that I'm gonna be the only bald young woman walking into the room. That results in a lot of staring and comments made by strangers that can be incredibly taxing to my mental health.
We need to start to normalize hair loss conditions and to get people to see that it's very common, and we need to start to just love each other more.
We can have all the self-acceptance in the world, but it makes it 10 times more difficult when you know that society still does not accept a bald woman.
Feeling like your body is betraying you by physically altering your appearance and the ups and downs of losing your hair, we are so much more than our bald heads.
Thank you so much for listening to this bonus content.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.